Okay, this time we will be spending some time in God's Word for this last service.
因为是我们今年最后一个讲道，所以我们会来听一听神的话语。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3. Let's stand as we read.
请站起来，我们翻到彼得后书第三章。
For the Chinese, you do have your verses.
华文部你们的在我们的里面有印着那些经文。彼得后书第三章第九到第十二。
Second Peter chapter 3, verse 9 to 12. I'll read verse 9, then you will read verse 10 until we finish at verse number 12.
牧师念第九节，然后我们一来一往，然后我们一起念第十二节。
Second Peter chapter 3, verse 9 reads, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, but not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance."
主的日子必如夜间的夜到，忽然降到，那时天必崩响，凡一切有形质的都被烈火焚烧，地上的造的物都被焚毁。
Verse 11, "Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?" Verse 12 together. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Let's have a word of prayer. Are you okay?
Yeah. Okay. 我们来一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we pray
我们祷告,
that you would speak to our hearts this morning.
你能跟我们的心说话。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will teach us your truth.
我们祈祷圣灵会告诉您的我们，告诉我们您的真理。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣的圣名祈祷。
Amen. Please be seated.
请坐下。
Peter, in this final chapter of the epistle that he's writing, reminds the readers not to lose sight of the fact that Jesus Christ is coming again.
彼得在彼得后书的这最后一章里面，他提醒到读者们不要忘记耶稣基督即将再次到来的事实。
He warns the people who will ridicule the myth that Jesus is coming again, and also citing logical reasons why Jesus is not coming again.
他警告我们，有人将嘲讽耶稣再次到来是只是一个神话，并且给予符合逻辑的理由。
What are the people saying about the second coming in Peter's day? And this is what they are saying. All things are status quo. Therefore, what do you mean that Jesus is coming again?
人们在彼得时代是怎么议论耶稣再次的到来呢？他们说所有的东西都保持不变，所以怎么说耶稣会再次的到来呢？
Nothing much has changed from Peter's time to our time, because people are still saying,Everything is status quo, you know. I'm just enjoying life. I'm doing what I want to do every day, and everything is routine. What do you mean Jesus is coming again?
在彼得时代的确没有多少改变，因为大家都说没有什么多大的变化。你怎么说耶稣会再来呢？
However, in our situation today, if we are honest, we cannot say that things are status quo.
但是在我们今时今日，如果我们很诚实的面对的话，我们已经不能再说事情已经。同时是没有变化的。
Because of the social media, we are more aware of many things that are happening.
由于社交媒体的普及，我们已经很强烈的意识到很多事情已经在发生了。
Example, the increasing terrorist threat around the world.
例如更多的恐怖分子的威胁。
The increasing immoral society in which we live in.
社会已经变得非常道德沦丧。
Now, recently, some of you all may have actually read about an LGBT situation where not only there are two ladies who are gay, they are actually the mother and the daughter.
最近大家可能有读到一篇报道，有一对母女竟然跟彼此搞同性恋。
The increasingly self-centeredness of people, because the Bible already said that men will be lovers of their own selves.
人们变得越来越自我自私，圣经已经说过，人们将变得越来越自恋。意思就是人们越来越自私，只管自己不管他人。
The word lovers of their own self means to be intent on your own interests.
自私自利的意思。
So in this passage, in 2 Peter chapter 3, Peter ends off the chapters with clear instructions how as Christians we need to live in the light of the coming of Christ.
在此段经文里，彼得很清楚地指示我们，身为基督信徒，我们在耶稣基督即将来到的事实下，应该如何生活？
Well, today is the last service of 2015.
今天是今年结束前最后一个崇拜和传道。
So some of us maybe okay, there's another year coming, 2016.
对我们来说，又是接下来又一年过去了。
But did you realize with each passing year, it is clear that the coming of Christ is drawing nearer and nearer?
但是你知道吗？随着每一年的过去，很明显的，距离耶稣再次回来的时刻已经越来越靠近了。
And the Scripture teaches us to keep looking for the return of Christ and the loving. And actually loving the return of Jesus Christ.
圣经提醒我们要不断地期盼耶稣的回来，并且热爱耶稣的回归。
If your Bible is in 2 Peter chapter 3, I'll encourage you to just keep your Bible open there because I will be using a lot of verses from there. 如果你的
圣经在彼得第三章，
彼得后书第三章，
请打开。
Okay. Peter mentioned a few things that should wake us up.
彼得提出了以下几点必须来敲醒我们。
The Bible says in verse 10 that it will be a sudden coming of Christ.
第一，他将耶稣那个圣经说，他将是一个很突然的回归。
The sudden coming of Christ is accompanied by sudden destruction.
基督突然的回归将跟随着的是突然的毁灭。
And the sudden coming is accompanied by sudden literal destruction.
这个毁灭将是实实在在的毁灭。
The sudden coming is accompanied by sudden, literal, and complete destruction.
这个突然的回归将是实实在在，并且完完全全的毁灭。
If any of us know the second coming of Christ, it's not going to be a party that's going to happen on earth. It will be literal judgment of God on this earth.
这个回归将不是一个娱乐的或者一个庆祝会，它将是一个实实在在的毁灭。
As Christians, how many of us honestly believe that Jesus is coming again?
身为基督信徒，说实在的，我们当中有多少人真正的相信耶稣会再次降临？
Is there anything in your life to indicate that you believe that Jesus is coming again?
在我们生活当中，有没有真的任何事情显示出我们真的相信这个真理？
As we live our lives, it is so easy for us to forget that Jesus is coming back again.
我们很容易因为很忙而忘记了基督真的是会回来的。
Because we get so busy with our lives that we forget to reflect on this awful truth. What if Jesus comes back tonight?
我们忙得连仔细思考这个残酷事实的时间都没有了。
It's therefore important for us on this last Sunday to be constantly reminded, as Peter does in this passage, to be reminded of the second coming of Christ.
所以在这个日子里，我们很重要的是，我们必须时时的提醒自己，就好像彼得一直提醒我们一样。
If we say that we are students, what is our job?
如果我们说我们是一个学生，那我们的工作是什么？
Our job is to.
我们的工作是
study.
学习读书。
Okay. If we say we are Christians, then we ought to.
如果我们说我们是一个基督信徒，我们应该如何？
We need to behave like Christians.
我们应该有信徒应有的行为。
And we believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
而我们相信基督即将回来。
Our life needs to reflect the same truth.
我们的生活必须显现出这个真理。
So today's message is, so what manner of persons ought ye to be, according to 2 Peter.
今天的话语就是我们的行为应当如何。
There are 5 points that Peter bring out. Number 1, we need to be looking.
第一，彼得说我们必须急切盼望天主的日子来到。
In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 12 and 13, let me just turn there.
彼得后书第三章第十二节。
Second Peter chapter 3, verse 12.
第十二节。
The Bible says, okay, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God.
急切盼望天主的日子来临到。
The word looking here means to expect.
这里的意思是盼望。
The word following and hasting means to earnestly desire for something.
而且是急切的渴望。
So to be looking for and hasting means to be earnestly desiring for something and wishing it will happen soon.
这就是意思，就是很急切的盼望这个事情的来临，而且希望它赶快的发生。
So for Christians, what are you earnestly desiring for?
所以身为信徒，我们应该急切的盼望什么事情？
Is it for the things of this world?
是不是世间的物质东西？
Is it to be married?
是不是结婚?
Is it for a boyfriend or girlfriend?
是不是找男朋友, 找女朋友?
Is it for a career that earns lots of money?
是不是升官发财, 赚大钱?
These things in itself are not wrong.
这些本身并没有问题。
However, if that's your number one desire,
如果,
then there's something wrong with that.
但是如果这是你第一, 最优先的渴望, 那可能有一些错误了。
Because according to the scriptures, your number one desire ought to be seeking first the kingdom of God as a believer in Christ.
因为根据圣经所说，我们最优先渴望的应该是寻求天主的天国。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
马太福音第六章第三节，你们需要先求天主的国和他的义，天父自然将这些东西都加给你们了。
One of the greatest challenges, I believe, as believers, we have a tendency to anchor ourselves in this world without even knowing that we are doing so.
我相信我们身为信徒的其中一个最大挑战是，我们常常不知不觉地倾向于把自己固定在这个世界里。
In 1 John 2 verse 15, the verse is that, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
约翰一书第二第十五，不要爱这世和这世的物，人若爱这世， 爱父的爱就不在他的心里了。
In 1 John 2:16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
约翰一书第二章第十六，因为凡世上的事，既如肉体和情欲，眼前的情欲，并随是分而起的骄傲，不是从父那里来的，乃是从世上来的。
Our Lord's instruction to us is this in Colossians 3 verse 1. I hope you have the verse. The Bible says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above.
天父给我们的指令如下，格罗西书第三章第一节：你们既与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在天的天主的右边。
Let me ask you, what are you looking for in life?
我想问一问大家，我们在生活里寻找的是什么？
According to Peter, in these last days, our desires ought to be looking for the coming of the Lord.
根据使徒彼得，在这些最后的日子里，我们应该渴望的是天父的回来。
But number two, we need to be looking. Number two, we need to be diligent.
第二，我们必须要殷勤和努力。
Looking at verse 14, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for these things, in other words, you're looking for the second coming of Christ, be diligent.
第十四节，亲爱的弟兄，你们既盼望这事，就应当殷勤使自己无沾染、无瑕疵得以安然见主。
So we need to be diligent to do what? According to the scriptures in verse 14.
我们应该努力地做些什么呢? 根据经文。
The Bible says to be found of him in peace without spot or blemish.
经文里说，让我们自己洁净无瑕疵、无污点，得以安然见主。
In 1 John 3 verse 3, and every man that have this hope in himself purifies himself even as he is pure.
约翰一书第三章第三节，凡心中有这指望的，必洁净自己，像主洁净一样。
If we are genuine believers, loving Christ's return, we will do all we can to get rid of sin in our lives.
如果我们是真正的信徒，我们在耶稣回来之前，一定会洁净我们，把我们的罪净化。
The phrase to be found of him in peace means when Christ comes to gather us, would we be anxious about his coming?
这也是说，当耶稣基督来聚集我们时，我们会感到焦急吗？
Would we be anxious to mean that, oh no, Christ is coming soon and my life is not right?
我们会不会担心说，耶稣要回来了，我们的生命里是不是洁净的，是不是无瑕疵的？
The occasion for this challenge to the Jewish Christians was because he was concerned that the Christians were just saying, oh, I'm safe now, I can do what I want, it's okay if I just do what I want, you know?
彼得很担心的是，犹太基督徒们太过自满了，他们认为自己已经得救了，就可以轻松地等待主的回来，什么都不必做。
On the contrary, as Christians, Peter exhorts us all the more to prepare ourselves like a bride prepares for her bridegroom to come.
可是相反的，彼得鼓励并且劝大家，劝所有的信徒们，要更像新娘子为迎接新郎这样子的自我准备。
In Psalm 139, let me give you a formula for getting rid of the spots in your life.
让我给大家一个方程式来如何净化自己，在诗篇139章。
In Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24, the Bible says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
求天主鉴察我，知道我的心思，练试我，知道我的意念，见我行动有何邪僻，引导我入永生的道路。
Number one, you need to ask God to show you where these blemishes are.
第一，我们必须请求主的显示，我们生命中哪里有污点和瑕疵的地方。
Number two, in Psalm 119 verse 9, we need to adhere to God's principles for dealing with sin.
诗篇第一章第九节， 年少怎么样方能自洁品行，总当自守遵照主言。
Okay, she just read the verse, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word. We need to stick with God's word so that our sins can be washed away.
圣经告诉我们必须遵循主的原则来应付我们的罪。
In Joshua 1 verse 8, the third principle is have a daily consistent time in God's word, studying and meditating in it and obeying it.
约书亚第一章第八节说道，这律法书不可离开你的口，当应当昼思夜想，昼夜思想，未能谨守遵行，凡记着这书上的命令，你若这样，变得道路亨通，凡事达理。
So as you ask God where the blemishes are, as you adhere to God's principles for dealing with sin and then have a daily consistent time in studying and meditating in God's word, you need to be consistent doing that.
我们必须每日呢，都花时间学习主的话语，对其昼思夜想，而且服从。
In verse 15, there's the third point. We need to be decided.
第三点，也就是第十五节，我们必须下定决心。
An account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation.
并且用这个理由来思考。
Account means to consider and reason.
Account, 英文 account 的意思, 我们按照这个思路来对自己有一个想法和理由。
Peter tells a Christian not to have faulty thinking on this subject of a delay in Christ's coming because Jesus is not here yet, and so many of them are saying, hey, we're still okay, well, I mean, we can do what we want, and Jesus is not here yet.
彼得劝告基督徒们不要对于基督延迟到来的事情有着错误的思路。信徒们认为，既然耶稣还没有到来，我们都没有问题的，那甚至可能耶稣都不回来了。
So on the contrary, I think the main point that Peter wanted to do is because Jesus did not come back, they had a faulty thinking, but Peter wanted to tell them the real reason why Jesus is delaying his coming is because he still wants people to be saved.
彼得告诉他们，要认清楚，耶稣基督还没有回来，延迟回来的真正理由，是因为耶稣还要给更多人机会，等待他们更多的人被救赎。
In Romans chapter 2, verse 4, this is taught, or despises thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?
罗马书第二章第四节，还是你鄙视天主的大仁慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的仁慈是领你悔改的呢？
Did you realize some of you who are delaying the opportunity to receive Christ, God is still holding out the gift of eternal life for you?
你们有认知到有些人、有些朋友们还没有接受主，可是主一直在延迟他的回来，让大家有一个机会来接受他得救。
Because when Jesus Christ comes back, there will be no second chance for those who are not Jews.
因为当耶稣回来的时候，对于那些不是犹太人的人们，那是没有第二个机会了。
That's according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
这也是经文里面所提到的。
And this is the time as believers, a time while it is day, we need to work for Christ. Because when the night cometh, no man can work for Christ.
所以现在对于信徒的我们是工作的时刻，趁着白天里来工作，因为当黑夜降临后，没有人可以工作了。
What work are we to do? According to the scriptures, we are to do the work of evangelism.
那么我们应该做些什么工作呢？根据圣经来说，我们应该传福音。
Can we see the urgency of Christ's coming? I hope we can.
大家可以看得到这个紧迫性吗? 基督已经紧迫性的要回来了。
More importantly, do you see our part? Do we see our part to become, to understand that the reason why Jesus is delaying his coming is because someone else needs to be saved?
更重要的，大家有没有看到我们的任务? 因为耶稣延迟回来是为了让我们拯救更多的人。
Point number four, in verse 17, the Bible says we need to be vigilant.
第四点，圣经说我们要保持机警。
In verse 17, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness.
彼得后书第3章第17节, 亲爱的弟兄, 你们既已知道此事, 就当谨慎, 恐怕被恶人的错误迷惑, 失去你们坚固的心。
We are to be vigilant about the possibility of backsliding.
我们要对什么保持激进呢? 必须保持对背道的可能性的激进。
There are two avenues by which we can backslide from
有两个背道, 有两个背道的可能性。
Be influenced by the surroundings.
第一个被周围的环境所影响。
And from the devouring of the enemy.
第二个让敌人的吞噬。
Satan wants to make us ineffective and render us useless for the kingdom of God.
魔鬼要让我们变得无能, 失去为天国服务的能力。
You know, as I say this, I hope as believers we will realize that when we do nothing for Christ, we literally are on Satan's side.
我希望大家可以了解到, 当我们身为信徒, 什么都不做的时候, 我们其实已经靠到魔鬼那一边了。
Because Jesus says, if you're not for me, you're against me.
因为耶稣说到, 如果你不是我这一边, 你就是魔鬼那一边。
We need to be aware that we're all susceptible to going away from God.
我们都要了解到, 我们可能被影响而离开到, 离开了主。
Backsliding is something that we must always be aware of because it usually happens slowly and gradually. Then when sometimes when we are far down the track, we look back and see, hey, we didn't realize we have backslided.
要了解到背道一般上是渐渐的慢慢的发生的，而日后当我们倒退了很多，才发现自己已经不知不觉的已经背道了。
1 Peter 5 verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
彼得前书第五、第八，务要谨慎警醒，因为你们的仇敌如同咆哮的狮子，遍行寻找可吞食的人。
Don't be deceived into thinking that so and so can backslide, but I'm not going to be able to backslide.
不要误以为只有别人会背道, 自己绝对不会。
Because in 1 Corinthians 10:12, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall.
因为哥林多前书第10章第12节说到, 所以自己以为站得住的, 应当谨慎, 免得跌倒。
How do we prevent ourselves from backsliding? The last point.
那么我们应该如何预防自己背道呢?
We need to be growing. Point 5.
我们必须不断持续的成长。
In verse 18, but grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
第十八章第八节。第三章第十八节。第十八节，对不起。你们当求多恩赐，深知我救主耶稣基督，愿荣耀归于他，从现至今永世。阿门。
The way to prevent ourselves, Christians, from backsliding is by growing.
我们需要继续的成长，防止背道。
The goal is to draw closer to Christ.
要继续锻炼, 要继续跟耶稣接近, 靠近。
The way to prevent our muscles from getting soft is to exercise, right?
只有不断的训练和运动, 才能使肌肉不松弛。
Apparently, by the third day, if you don't exercise, your muscle starts to actually lose its tension.
到了第三天, 如果我们还不运动, 我们的肌肉将松弛。
How are we to grow? We are to grow in grace, in the unmerited favor that God has given to us.
我们如何进步成长呢? 我们应当多求得到恩赐。
We need to grow and understand our salvation.
我们必须继续的学习在各方面活得更像耶稣。
In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, we need to grow in God's grace, to grow in the different aspects of salvation, becoming more and more like Jesus Christ.
我们继续的学习各方面, 越来越活得像耶稣基督。
How do we grow? To be more and more like Christ, to grow more in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior.
我们如何这么做呢? 我们可以越来越认识到我们的主耶稣。
And that is to know more of the character and the personality of Jesus.
认识到耶稣基督的个性和性格。
We're going to be closing soon. I just want to give you a few indicators of whether we are growing today.
我们即将结束今天的话语, 可是我要给你们大家一些我们成长的指标。
Are we in the Word more or less compared to the beginning of this year, compared to the now?
跟今年1月比起来, 我们是否已经花更多或者更少的时间来阅读圣经?
Are we in prayer more from January? Or less.
跟1月比起来, 我们是花更多还是更少的时间来做祷告?
Is our priority more doing what God wants us to do now or is it less?
我们是花更多的时间来侍奉主, 还是更少了?
Are we more concerned for lost souls today than we are less?
我们是不是已经更加的关心迷失的灵魂, 还是更少?
You know, I understand that Brother Johnny, you're always talking about lost souls and all that.
我了解到, 牧师你常常都是在说着迷失的灵魂。
But can I say this, if I don't focus on that, no one else will.
那我可不可以告诉大家, 如果我不一直坚持的话, 那可能别人就不会这样做了。
I believe many of us have a heart for lost souls.
我相信大家, 很多人都有着对迷失灵魂的关心。
We need to continue to have a heart for lost souls.
我们必须继续地关心他们。
Because 2016 will come, and we want to see how much of us will still continue to have the heart for lost souls and for our children's lost souls.
因为2016年即将到来, 我们必须要知道 还有多少的关心对于这些迷失的灵魂?
I was talking to someone, I just add this one, I was talking to someone recently.
我最近在跟一个朋友聊天,
and the person was telling me how he didn't expect himself to backslide so quickly.
那个朋友说他没有想到自己会背道的如此厉害。
And I told him straight, it's your environment that you are in.
我直接告诉你, 是因为你被你的环境所影响。
When the influences come, you make no aggressive fight against the influence.
那个不好的影响到来时, 你没有极力地反抗这个影响。
When all your friends give you all the dirty jokes and all that, you kind of just laugh along with them.
朋友们告诉你一些不好不雅的笑话时, 你没有反抗, 你反而跟他们一起开怀大笑。
And when they sing those songs and all that, you think it's funny.
他们唱一些世间上的歌曲, 你没有反抗, 反而你跟他们觉得很有趣。
So I told him, you need to determine in your heart not to defile yourself.
我告诉他, 你必须先下定决心, 在你心里面做一个决定, 你不要让他们来, 这些东西来沾污你。
You know one of the things I learned as a pastor from this example, how easy it is for Christians. Do you know how to backslide?
我身为一个牧师, 我了解到, 大家, 你知道要背道, 要倒退是多么的容易的事吗?
Just don't do anything. Just follow the crowd.
只要什么都不做, 跟着大家, 跟着世上的人去做, 你就背道了。
And what will happen is that your heart will grow colder and colder to the things of God, that you will find the preaching of God's word boring.
那么这样一来呢, 你会发现你的心越来越冷, 对于神的话语越来越感到没有兴趣。
You will find prayer distasteful.
你觉得祷告已经是没有意思了。
You will find the emphasis of the Bible no longer relevant to you.
你觉得对经文的坚持已经根本不合你了。
When you reach that point, you have backslided from where God wants us to be.
如果我们到了那个阶段, 我们已经背道了很多了。
And if every year we don't realize when we are sliding out, we will go further and further away from God to the point that church no longer is relevant to us.
每一年我们不知不觉地 慢慢的背道, 直到有一个点, 我们再也不觉得教会是重要的了。
We need to be aware that there's a spiritual poisonous wind that's blowing, that's waxing hearts cold.
必须了解到有一个很邪恶的冷风 吹着我们的心灵。
And I'm praying 5 years from now, you'll still be faithfully serving God.
我祈祷祷告在5年后, 我们大家还会很忠诚很殷勤地侍奉主。
Not only that, that your children will see the love of Jesus Christ in your heart so clearly that they will want to follow Jesus because dad and mom is following Jesus.
不止这样, 我们的子女也看到父母的侍奉神的这颗热忱的心, 也会跟我们一样, 想要侍奉主。
You know, Peter, when he actually preached the last message here,
你知道吗? 这样彼得在, 做这个最后的这个, 经文的时候,
he was going to be executed next.
他即将被斩首。
Because he will be crucified upside down for the cross of Christ.
他会被钉在十字架上倒挂起来。
And he is reminding the believers to remember your Savior is coming soon. And so what kind of holy persons ought you to be before he comes?
纵然如此, 他还是坚持提醒他的耶稣的信徒们, 应该有怎么样的行为来期待耶稣的第二次的回来。
So if Jesus Christ comes back today, what kind of persons will we be?
如果耶稣基督今天此刻就回来, 我们应该成为怎么样的人?
Can I say if you're a young believer?
如果你是一个比较年轻的一个信徒,
seek to grow where you are.
盼望自己, 让自己更加的, 从现在此刻, 更加的进一步成长。
Example, make sure you are creating habits in your Bible reading and prayer.
比如说有养成一个习惯, 读圣经, 做祷告。
The young people have no excuse because I went through with them in detail how to do your Bible reading, how to pray, and how to win lost souls.
我们的教会的年轻人没有任何的借口，因为在教会营里面。 牧师已经教导他们如何祷告和读经文。I
can give you my PowerPoint slides again if you need revision.
牧师可以给你他的那个讲义，如果你需要复习。You
know, as I was teaching the young people, I'm also reminded, do the adults know how to spend time in prayer, how to read the Bible, and how to win lost souls to Jesus Christ?
当我在做我的讲义的时候，我在教课的时候，我也在思考我们的大人们能会不会知道如何读圣经、做祷告，还有去救赎就。
And maybe one of the brethren actually suggested, Pastor, you should don't call it a new believers class, call it a refreshers class.
有一个朋友甚至提醒说，这个不应该是年轻信徒的课，应该是大家都应该上的一个复习课。
You know, these are just the basics of the Christian life, to be able to read your Bible, to pray, and to be able to at least tell someone about Jesus Christ. Those are the basic things.
这三点。 如何读圣经，如何祷告，如何传福音，这是很基本的三个身为信徒该做的事。
When the basics is life is neglect, the basics of Christian life is neglected, the Christian life collapses.
如果这基本的都被忽略了，那我们的信徒的生活将被摧毁。
When there's no word, there's no foundation.
没有神的话语，就没有神，没有这个基本的基础。
When there's no prayer, there's no power.
没有祷告，就没有力量。
And where there's no winning of souls, there is no heart and compassion.
没有传福音就没有爱，还没有仁慈。
And Satan has successfully created a Christian who does not do anything for God.
那魔鬼已经成功的影响一个信徒，是什么都不为神做的信徒。
Can I encourage you as pastor? I do not believe my job is to make you feel comfortable.
我想告诉大家，我身为牧师的我，我的工作不是让大家觉得很开心。
My job is to make those who are serving and comfortable, or rather those who are not those are very comfortable where they are, to be uncomfortable so that they can do something for God.
我的工作是让那些已经觉得很自满的人开始不舒服，因为必须为神做更多。
But my encouragement to those who are serving, who are anxious about whether they are serving enough, that God recognizes what you are doing for Him.
我也想鼓励那些一直在担心自己做的够不够，为神侍奉的够不够，我想鼓励大家继续为神服务。
And to keep pressing on for Christ because Jesus recognizes what you are doing for
Him. 继续向前走，因为耶稣认知认可我们在做的。
There's still many lost souls out there.
外面还有这么多迷失的灵魂。
And there's still many broken families.
很多破裂的家庭。
There's still many children who just need someone to tell them about Jesus Christ.
很多孩子们在等着听到耶稣的福音。
And all they're asking is, can someone tell me about him?
他们只求有没有一个好心人来告诉我耶稣的福音。
Let's just close in word of prayer.
我们大家来做一个祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的父，天父,
we thank you for this opportunity to hear your word.
我们很感谢你有这个机会听到你那个话语。
We believe, Lord, that your word is working in our hearts.
我们相信你的话语在我们心中已经开始工作。
Maybe for some of us here, Lord, we as Christians are recognizing that, Lord, you're coming back.
可能在我们一些人当中，我们身为信徒，我们了解到耶稣基督已经要回来了。
And maybe the Holy Spirit is moving in our hearts to touch us to say, hey, Do you realize that I'm coming back?
也许有对于有些人，圣灵在我们心中一直在提醒我们：“嘿，你知不知道，耶稣基督就即将回来了。”
Heavenly Father, it is your work to work in your children's life.
亲爱的天父，这是您的工作，在您的信徒里面，让在他们的心里面工作。
There is nothing we can do to change a person's heart. Only you, Lord.
我们世人没有办法改变一个人的心，只有天父您有这个办法。
I pray, Lord, for every believer that you would help them to see the urgency of the time.
天父，我祷告，让每一个信徒都可以知道这个紧迫性。
Lord, I pray for someone who have never known Jesus as their personal Savior.
天父，我祈祷，如果有一个人他还没有接受耶稣为他的主。
Father, I pray that you impress on them your great love for them.
天父，我祷告，你可以让他们的心里真正的了解到耶稣对他们的伟大的爱。
Father, for we know that It is through your love that you drew us first.
天父，我们知道是因为您的大爱才把我们拉得更靠近你。
So we pray, Lord, for someone who has never believed on Jesus, that they would realize that Jesus has already paid all their sins for them.
我祷告对一个还没有接受主的人，他在心里能够了解到耶稣基督已经在十字架上为他们的死而为他们付出了所有的代价。
With eyes closed, heads bowed, no one looking around.
你的眼睛关起来，你的头低下来，没有人在看。
I just want to ask one question.
想问你一个问题。
This last service of 2015, there's someone who says, Pastor, I would like to trust Christ as my personal Savior.
在今年的最后一个讲道，有没有人说，神父，牧师，我想要接受主为我的救赎？
I know that Jesus Christ loved me so much that He died for me. I would like to trust Him as my Savior.
有没有人说，我知道耶稣如此的爱我，我要相信他，接受他成为我的救主？
Is there someone like that? Just pull up your right hand. I'll pray for you, and let's just get someone to share the gospel with you.
有没有这样的一个人？你只要举起你的右手，我会让一个弟兄来为你祷告。
All right, let's just close with a word of prayer.
那我们继续祷告。
Father, we just pray for someone, Lord, who may be struggling in their hearts.
天父，我们为一个可能在心中有挣扎的弟兄来祷告。
We pray, Lord, that we may be able to.Before they leave, have an opportunity, Lord, to share with them the love of Christ.
我们祈祷在今天结束前，可能我们有一个机会可以跟他更多的分享耶稣对他们的爱。
Lord, thank you for what you're going to do in our lives.
天主，谢谢你在即将在我们生命里面的工作。
And how, Lord, 2016 is going to be.
也谢谢你2016年你即将为我们的计划。
Because as our God, we know you're already at the end of 2016.
我们知道，身为我们的主，你已经看到了2016年的最后。
And you're still leading us.
而且你还在领导我们。
We thank you. We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们谢谢你，奉耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.